Today, we're struggling just to have clean water. And that reality itself is like, wow, because water is life. If we don't have clean water, we're all done. Animals and us. My name is Matthew Tutimez. I'm a tribal member and biologist for the Gaberlano Band of Mission Indians, Keech Nation. Those components of climate change that we know are changing, that we can prepare ourselves for, the way we feel as a tribal nation we can prepare for it, is the return to this value system of the land helping to protect us, the land helping to provide for us. But if we keep dominating it and telling it what it's supposed to do for us, that sort of mentality is going to continue on this pathway of destruction. Today, we are at a celebration of life for my great aunt and for the knowledge that she provided. My aunt Lorraine Nava was just the ever-giving person. I was able to sit down and speak with her on numerous occasions about food, because she was a great cook. And she actually remembered some of the just original items, like, you know, kind of like lettuce type items that she would eat out of the river. Folks today, I'm realizing, are wanting to kind of understand, hey, how did this landscape actually provide all this food? And my aunt had that experience. She understood how it, because that's how the family survived, was off the river, off the resources that came from the land.
My name is Nadine Salas Daltimas. This is my dad's sister that passed away, Aunt Lorraine, their brother and sister.
Her dad was the one that pretty much taught all of us the value of just the natural foods that are here.
Yep.
And that they're available still for us to eat.
Yep. Anytime stomach ache or headache or something, send me out to the yard and I keep up the plants, just like my father did, you know, because that's what helps us and everything. And with this climate change, a lot has changed. But what can we do, Matthew, to try to keep things the way they should be, the way our people, our families lived, our tribe? What can we do to preserve?
It's pretty much simplicity of allowing the landscape to heal itself. We just kind of got to back up and take off our chains from it and just release it from, you know, our aggression and domination to it. And that takes a different mindset. I do not feel prepared for when climate change really starts affecting our landscape, which it already has. And we're noticing all the fires, all the floods, all of these natural disasters that are occurring on our landscape are a direct result of the land management that has happened from that sort of attitude, that sort of domineering, dominating, it's our way. The reason why these natural resources are so important to us is because they too were given the breath of life. That component, that gift that only comes from our Creator, plants and animals have tons of wisdom and knowledge, which is why they're always included in all of our cultural stories. They're the main characters. It's because they're the ones that are giving us the way to live a healthy and robust life on this landscape.